Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden.
I'm Cass.
And joining us once again, very special guest from The Grub, from Little Scamps, and from Hug the Sun, it's Ben Russell.
My name's Ben Russell. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
I just said.
Oh, really?
Today's topic
is everyone,
bones.
What's everyone doing right now?
Can I give you some feedback on this character?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Okay.
Oh, no, hang on. Can I come back with like a round two of feedback? It's good to get a second opinion.
Sure. Yeah.
I want to know more. Why are they... I'm intrigued by why they're intrigued.
What do you do? What's your name?
I think it's the eyebrows.
What's your favourite... What do you like? What's your favourite thing?
What's my favourite thing?
Yeah, tell me right now.
Oh, I think my favourite thing would be getting warm unexpectedly, but not from pissing yourself.
I don't know if that's ever happened to me. Getting warm unexpectedly?
Not unexpectedly, but as a surprise. So, like, just say you step
that's
out.
That's the same thing.
No,
I've had unexpected warmth.
From what?
Was it from pissing yourself?
No. Oh. It's not pissing myself. I was swimming in, where was I? Fiji.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I was on an island off one of the islands in Fiji.
Yep.
And deep underneath, under the water, there's volcanic vents there.
Oh.
And they release this like really hot water. By the time it gets to you, it's beautiful. And I was swimming and it was cold, and then all of a sudden, oof, boom.
That's nice.
Bath.
Mm.
Bath temperature.
That's good. That does sound delicious.
That's how deep were you when you hit the warmth? Were you at surface level?
Yeah, I was at surface level.
Okay, great.
So it goes deep and it's really hot when it comes out, but by the time it gets to you,
it's like a bath.
It's just right.
But the ocean. That's cool. I once was, when I was swimming, I have never been in unexpected warmth, but I once swam in a school of fish inside it. It was a bunch of tiny fish, and then I was in there and I looked all around me and it was all tiny fish.
Did you have a little fish inside you?
Maybe. I didn't think, in my heart, in my soul, I was a little fish.
You don't know where they're going. They could swim up there.
Yeah, that's true. Enough. That happens all the time.
Yeah. They could get up in there. They could still be in there. What are they doing in there? Are you controlled by tiny little fish this whole time?
Are you talking about the piss fish?
Well, I was going to say, is that, you know, there's that thing about there's some in the Nile or the Amazon or something. So one of the rivers. There's a
one
fish
of big
that
ones.
Swims up your dick and then kills you. Is that real or is that just a made up thing?
I don't know. I don't think it kills you, but it does get stuck all up in there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Geez. Yeah.
They swim upstream. So I heard, and again, don't know how correct this is, I heard that the issue is with pissing into the river. So if you go in the river and piss, no issue.
Surely that's the other way around.
Well, I heard that they swim up streams, and so it's like, don't make a stream.
But there'd still be a stream under, it would be a current underwater, wouldn't there? If you peed underwater, that'd have to be.
Maybe not.
Well, that'd still be force.
No, because it's getting, you're just pissing into your pants. So it stops that.
Oh, yeah, you've got to filter.
No, Ben makes an excellent pants point.
So if you wanted to piss into a river, you got to do it through your undies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can do that.
That's
just piss yourself next to a river.
And then just rinse yourself off and you'll be fine.
No fuss, no muss.
Yeah, today's topic was bones. Did you guys know this?
No.
Well, you don't. Maybe you do know.
Maybe.
I doubt it. I'm gonna say we don't.
There's there's a new bone going around in people.
No, that's fake.
We're growing new bones. So there's a bone in your knee called the fibula, and for ages we were getting it, and then we stopped getting it. And now we're getting it again. So like in the 1800s, people had it and then it sort of died out, but now it's back. And like 39% of people have this bone in their knee. Just like a speck of bone. Isn't that,
why
isn't that
go
fucked
away?
Up? No one knows. No one knows what's why it went away. No one knows why it came back.
What's and it used for?
Well, nothing. it gives you arthritis and that's it.
That sounds like one of the worst bones.
It's got to be one of the worst bones going around.
Yeah.
But it's coming and going too fast to be like evolution or like natural selection. And also doesn't affect anything too much, so it wouldn't really be natural selection. So it's just, we don't know why it's coming and going. It's just sort of, yeah. So we're
That's
fleeting
spooky.
Knee bone. It is, isn't it? Freaks
bones
me out.
Are spooky, I reckon. Mm.
Yeah. Well, skeletons.
Bones are getting a bad rap. It's all this skeleton propaganda.
Yeah,
they want
right.
us to fear it, but there's one in us.
Yeah.
A skeleton.
Okay.
Yeah,
we all have one bone.
Isn't that weird? Like, if, just look at each other right now and just try and picture our skeletons, because we've all got one.
They look much the same, I would imagine.
Maybe.
As each other or as ourselves?
I mean, your skeleton, you know, you've got a sort of a wider head than us.
I do have a pretty fat head, I have a fat head.
Yep.
You guys got slender skulls.
Cass's head, I mean, that would be a tiny skull. You got a tiny skull on you.
Like a
and mine, I got
like
a huge skull.
Do you?
I reckon. It's massive. I got a huge head.
It's hard to get any perspective because you've got a virtual background of...
Yeah, good Golden Gate Bridge.
The Golden Gate Bridge, yeah. So it's hard to tell.
It does look like, relative to the bridge, your head is pretty massive.
Sorry? See, look, it's gone now.
It's gone.
If we're looking at you in relation to the bridge, your head is pretty massive
exactly.
compared to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Exactly. Mm. It's huge.
It's huge. It's huger than cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think my head is big, and so I've got a big, but it's quite long. You know what I mean? It's big and long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you have a bigger brain then?
Nah.
Taller brain. He's got a tall brain.
A longer brain.
Well, bigger brain, does a bigger brain denote intelligence? I'm not sure it does.
It's probably
more
wrinkles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrinklier brain.
I think more gray.
More intelligence.
More gray matter.
Well, more just surface area, I think. But if you had a bigger brain, it'd be more surface area. But then there'd be further for the brain waves to travel. And so
it
means
you'd
be
slow. You'd be slower than a tiny brain man. I think Albert Einstein had a tiny brain, didn't he? Didn't he have a famously tiny brain or tiny head?
Did they cut him open?
Probably. You gotta.
You gotta cut Einstein open.
You gotta
cut Einstein open.
He's like the smartest man in the world. You're like, let's cut him open and see what makes him different.
Fuck
yeah. Just because he was famous.
I'd cut Einstein open.
Yeah.
100%.
What would you be looking for?
You just want to see what's going on in there?
All sorts of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. I'd take a look at that big brain of his. I'd take a look at his tongue.
I'd take a look. Oh, his famous tongue.
Oh, he does have a famous tongue.
And check out that Einsteinian tongue.
And his eyes. Going, yep. Boo, boo.
Sounds like you're trying to make like Groucho glasses, but for Einstein specifically.
Yeah. He
absolutely.
Pretty much had Groucho glasses as a face, didn't he? He had a mustache,
didn't have glasses.
Right? Oh, yeah, shit, he didn't have glasses. But besides that, he had just a Groucho face.
Is it weird to think, now that I'm imagining you're skeletons?
Yeah.
Our eyeballs are just like popped in there. They're just like popping in there. Someone just pop them in there, and our eyelids are holding them back. If it weren't for our eyelids. They'd pop out.
I don't think so. I think I think they're tethered. I feel like they're tethered.
They're tethered to they're part of our brain. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It's just a bit of your brain that you can see.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, like your brain's showing. You got beautiful brains.
That means
you've got great
attached
eyes.
To your brain, but I mean everything's attached
part
to your
of brain.
In a way.
It's a part of brain.
It's not a part of brain.
Why not?
I feel like eyeballs to me are like, you know when you see a water feature that has an orb spinning in water?
Mm-hmm.
That's eyeballs.
That's not right either.
Well, you got to agree with one of us, Hayden. Are eyeballs brain or are they water feature?
Brain. They had to be one. Well, they're more brain than water feature.
Oh my God.
Isn't it weird to think that everyone's got so much juice in them, you know? We're all real juicy.
Yeah.
Like I was just thinking about the eyeballs.
Being wrung out?
Yeah,
that'd be kind of nice.
Eyeballs are always juicy, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
You always want them juiced.
I always imagined, and this probably isn't correct, but if you poked your eye with a pin, would it go bah! Would it burst like a water balloon, or would it just slowly leak out the fluid, or would it squirt out fluid?
Don't know. I think it is a different pressure, so it might pop.
That's fun. That's fun. You don't really hear about eyes popping too much, do you?
You hear them popping out.
Yep.
But not popping was what I mean.
Especially if you're a pug.
Blah. Oh, yeah, they...
Their eyes pop out.
All the time.
All the time.
We ruined those poor dogs.
Yeah, what have we done to them?
They're about to get surgery as soon as they're born, so otherwise they'll just die straight away.
We fucked them for breathing. So if they want to get alive, we got to give them the surge so that we can open up their breathing canals.
Well,
stupid
that's nice.
Fucks. Stupid little fucks.
Idiots. Evolve different.
Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of a pug before we fucked with them?
No.
Oh, they
look
nice.
They look like sort of Jack Russell-ish.
Oh, that's
I think there's only drawings of them. Because maybe we fucked them before photos.
We fucked them pretty early, dogs.
But you can see, and you can still buy retro pugs, and which, I mean...
They've got an afro, retro. And they're wearing bell-bottoms.
We keep talking about the good old days. No, the retro pugs have... You can now get retro pugs because people have started breeding pugs the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So it's still selective breeding. It's still rude, but they're breeding them so that they no longer have the birth defects we gave them.
That's cool.
Just trying to send them back the other way.
There's a couple of dogs that are like, stop breeding these fucking things.
Yeah, I think Dalmatians are pretty fucked too, right?
Dalmatians are fucked.
Really? Like mentally, I think.
Standard poodles have a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah. Hip dysplasia and the like.
Yeah.
What's that dog? Is it like a boxer? There's a dog that we've bred to be like real narrow at the back, but that means they can no longer give birth.
Oh. Greyhounds, so maybe?
People, not greyhounds.
They're pretty narrow.
It's one of those dogs that's like fat at the front and tiny at the back.
Like a boxer?
Yeah, it might be a boxer. We've bred them so that they're narrow at the back, so people keep breeding them, but they have to have C-sections.
No. Oh.
Jesus.
Poor little things.
What animal would you reverse breed to make it better? What animal problem would you fix? I reckon
chicken.
I'd change elephants just to have a normal nose.
Really?
Yeah.
Just have a human nose?
Not a human nose, but just a snout. They're too...
I like the snout. What are you, crazy? Are you insane?
They're too
tall. Have you gone crazy?
They need it. No. They don't have fingers.
Yeah, but they... I don't know. It's like it's a cool, dexterous nose and they know it.
You're jealous.
I am. Maybe it does come from a place of jealousy.
You're jealous.
But can you imagine an elephant with a snout? That'd be sick.
How would they do anything?
I don't know. They'll figure it
out. They have no dexterity
No, I cannot abide this.
Cruel. All right, I'll breathe them so they have fingers.
Okay, here's what I'd do.
Okay, so they can just walk around like they're sneaking.
So they can creep around on the tips of their fingers and sniff stuff.
Here's what I'd do. I'd get whales and I'd reverse them to when they were those weird horse creatures.
Well, they were wolves as well, weren't they?
They're like a weird horse-like creature, similar to sort of an equine type creature.
Yeah,
and that's one of my favorite facts.
I
keep bringing it in.
Yeah,
it's just amazing.
I thought they went from wolves and turned into maybe the equine thing, and then went into the water. But then a bunch of them evolved and became wolves again, or something.
I don't think they're wolves.
That doesn't sound right. But I'm pretty sure they're wolves. I'm pretty sure because they have hip bones. Whales have like this. No, they have some kind of. Maybe it's a knee bone.
They're similar. Like I think it's a similar thing to what hippos are.
Oh, okay.
That sort of vibe. Not a pachyderm, but that similar vibe to it.
Okay. But I think because whales have a bone in them that's like floating around, and they think it was an old knee bone that didn't evolve away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that's how they know.
Yeah, they still got those things. So a Pachycetus, land-dwelling ancestors, lived about 50 million years ago.
Cool.
A goat-sized, four-legged creature that scientists recognize as one of the first cetaceans.
Oh!
Which is what
I always wondered, which is the first cetacean. Wait, so a whale's a cetacean?
Yeah.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Can't believe I've learned something today.
This is my favorite fact.
It's one of my favorite facts. I think that's my favorite fact. I keep bringing it up whenever I can. Because it's fascinating. Yeah.
They kind of look
weird. They're fucked up. They're like a dog and a hippo.
That's a good.
Dippo.
I wonder how many,
Dippodogamous.
I wonder how many combinations of animals, like halfway between where they evolved, there have been that we... As in we, as in me, you, and you don't know about. Like, obviously people know about it. But, like, I didn't know that there was a goat-sized hippo dog thing floating around that became a whale. I wonder what other, like, mixed hybrid animals there sort of were.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I want to know which animals exist now that are currently in their weird hybrid stage.
Well, I guess all of them, in a way.
Yeah, but, you know, what if...
Well, evolution has slowed down, apparently. I think I read that somewhere, that it's... It's sort of.
Oh, it's done.
I think it's real slowed down. I think that's sort of.
In everything or just in humans?
In humans, especially.
We're basically done because we've got medical science that we sort of have negated natural selection.
But I think there's still some evolution kicking on.
Well,
we've
got the fibula, we've got the freaking new knee bone.
Not in humans, but in the animals. Wisdom, I hate them. I hate wisdom teeth.
Yeah, I only have three wisdom teeth.
I got them all in, I got to get them out.
Yeah, I got mine out, but I only had three, so I'm evolved. I'm a higher of evolution because I'm slowly getting rid of them.
I'm not hairy, and apparently that's a more evolved, you know?
Well, I'm actually not that hairy. I know I have a beard and long hair, but I'm actually not that hairy. I'm putting on a front.
Well, it's all for show.
I'm so glad that you could get vulnerable with us right now.
It's a safe space, I feel.
Yeah, that's so brave.
I can tell you guys anything.
But back to bones.
Yep.
Guys, did you realize that these little fucking things that are inside you, they're not solid.
What
it's not
saying?
Like a solid. It's not like a solid bone.
What okay? is it?
It's hollow in the middle.
They got little like
birds.
Honeycomb things, like bamboo. You ever seen the inside of a bamboo?
Yeah, it was hot. But isn't it full of marrow?
Marrow and blood vessels.
Yeah. If you cut them open,
it's like a little honeycomb thing.
I think they're still hard.
Oh, yeah, they're hard on the outside, soft in the middle, just like me.
It's not solid like a wood.
Yeah, Ben puts on this hard bad boy exterior.
Yeah, I've got a bone really exterior.
And a helmet.
Yeah.
She'd crack it open.
Have you ever seen a bone in real life?
Human bone.
Yeah, human bone.
Yes, I have.
Tell us a story.
Okay, it's not as interesting as what you might think. The Fremantle Maritime Museum, there is a piece of the hull of the Batavia. The Batavia was an old ship that ran aground off the coast of WA on a desert island. And
that's not where ships are meant to go.
And the crews mutinied and killed. They just went fucking
after
nuts.
After it ran aground?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they shipwrecked, everyone went fucking nuts and killed each other. And in the museum, there's a piece of the hull, and there's also a skeleton of a dude whose skull got caved in by a mutinous crew member.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Was it a cool bit of caved in skull?
It was fucking, no, it's this whole skeleton's still there. So it's in a little glass cabinet, and it's just hanging out, which is crazy. It's
that is
wild.
Crazy.
Did you guys ever go to that fucking, creepy German-Austrian dude?
Yeah, who does like blood vessels and the skeleton.
What?
So he does artwork with cadavers and he'll take apart bodies so there'll be a whole body that's only the blood vessels and a whole body that's only the nerve
vessels.
And there was some go and I was crushed.
There was some weird shit about where does he get these people? Like,
and he goes, I'll never tell.
Because don't they have to donate their body to art and not science?
Something like that, but it was like, there was rumors. I have no idea how substantiated they are, but he was getting them from like the Chinese government or something that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
That is purely rumor, but there was all these rumors about this because he's such a creepy dude. Anyway, it was just ripe for this sort of myth.
Yeah, of course. Like you have to
urban legend type thing.
Yeah. Everyone's like, well, I really have free reign with this one.
Yeah, because he was creepy and he would do like plasticize
bodies.
Yeah.
Just in his house, probably. Can you just do that? Like, do you have to have a license to cut up a guy's and only have blood vessels left or whatever he does?
I reckon.
Surely. There'd be so many.
How do you apply
loopholes.
For that?
I reckon you'd need to have a medical degree.
Oh, yeah, medical degree. Mm. Yeah.
Huh. One of those old chestnuts. I don't reckon you could.
I think the biggest hurdle would be legally acquiring a body and being able to prove that you were allowed to have
it. Yeah, just having a body around is tough. Would you guys donate your body to art? Actually, what do you want to do with your dead body after you're dead?
I'd probably... I want to not embalm it.
Yeah.
I want to plant it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a place in Victoria...
I just want to seep into the ground.
Yeah, that's
I don't
what
want
I
to fucking,
always...
Yeah.
Well, I want to be scrapped for parts.
Yeah, me too, if possible.
For sure.
Mostly, yeah.
I don't want to do...
Scrap me for bits.
I would donate every part of me, but I don't want to do a face transplant. I don't like the idea of someone walking around with my face.
I reckon it'd be sick.
It just freaks me out.
I reckon it'd be sick to see your face on someone else.
It would be wild to get a face transplant because... Because
I've got such a good face, but such a terrible body and personality. It would be finally put to good use.
Well, maybe. You don't know.
Yeah,
you could get your face on like a real slob. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Well, it's already on a real slob, so it could only go up, you know?
Did you know that the human body is worth $1.4 million in parts?
Is that...
It's
so if you sell
like
it individually
cars.
And you like get the best price for it.
Yeah, it's like if,
or is that wholesale?
Like, say you're a Toyota Corolla I'd take you into the scrapyard and I'd say, how much for parts? And they say $1.4 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're like, does that include the labor fee? And they're like, no, it will be 1.5 after the labor fee, but
yeah,
we will. And does that include labor fee?
I don't think so. I think it's just in what they're worth, what you can sell.
If he had the bits ready to go. Yeah, where do you even streets. Do that? Like, if I was going to sell one of my kidneys, that's the one you have two of, right? Kidneys?
I don't think you're allowed to sell your kidneys.
I know you're not allowed to, but if I was going to.
Oh, black market, right.
Yeah. You can just donate it.
No,
nobody
but I
needs the money.
But I want to sell it. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do I sell it? If I had a big bathtub full of ice and I hired the creepy German Austrian man.
Yep.
Like who buys it? Who do I contact about that? I don't have any black market organ contacts.
Good question.
Which is sort of disappointing. I thought at this point in my life I'd have some kind of black market contacts.
If I want something illegal, I'll probably go to a bikie or a mafia man.
But where do you find
a mafia man? I feel like bikies make themselves known.
Just go to Carlton. You can sort of pick. You go, hey guys, are you guys mafia dudes? I want to sell my kidney, and they're like, hey, I'm walking here.
That is what I say. It's all the time.
Bikies are, you know, you just go to like, say you want to go to bikie, you just go. There's a bikie place in near Berkeley Square, so you can pick up some fresh veggies.
Yeah. Yep.
And sell your kidney.
Oh, you can go to that. They've got I put in Berkeley Square one of those reusable, like you can go with a container and refill soap and shampoo so it's completely zero waste.
Yeah.
And they use, you know, natural ingredients for it all. So you can get that done and be like, well, I also wanted to do my kidney thing today, so I'll see if there's a bikie nearby.
Well, what you could do is just stay there and someone could harvest it themselves so it's nice and fresh, you know? Mm-hmm. They bring their own container.
Yeah.
They bring their own little polystyrene thing filled with dry ice, and they get it right fresh out of you. That'd be good.
I think
fresh cuts. Yeah.
If you want, if you wanted to sell it, just thinking about it, where would I sell it? I'd probably go onto the internet. I'd go to like one of those real shitty the dark web. I get a Tor browser, and I'd get onto that dark web. And I'd say
sell my kidneys,
liver or kidneys. Yeah, get it in there.
Bits of liver, highest bidder. Well, you did something that you did grow yourself, so would Etsy be a suitable...
Yes, I think it would be, actually.
You'd have to knit it a little sleeve. As well.
Draw on it or something.
Yeah.
No, you have to frame it, I think. If you framed it, then that's Etsy.
I did hear of a woman who would make... she would produce art from mothers who had sent in their placenta or... what's the stringy bit? What's the
umbilical cord?
Yeah, the umbilical cord or the placenta. And I watched a video where she was like, oh, you need to get these declarations before you're allowed to send them through the mail because they're technically a biological specimen. And it was all this extra stuff that had to go around. But she could get around it. She was allowed to make art with organs.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Well, so I wonder
how far
those laws would stretch.
I don't really like art where they're like, I'm going to go out and watch me drink a bunch, come from my exes. You know, it's like, I'm going to make this out of my period blood, or I'm going to make a cup out of my bones. I don't know about that art.
Self-mutilating.
I feel like
ones.
It's really gimmicky. Like, you remember that it was this year, actually.
But they can only do it once.
That's true. Yeah. But you remember this year for MoMA? Dark Mofo.
Oh, that was bad.
That fucking Spanish fucking shithead.
Oh, yeah, that was fucked. That was fucked.
That Spanish dude that was like, I'm going to paint this from Aboriginal people's blood.
Yeah, they were going to dip a Union Jack flag into, Indigenous blood.
Hey, that's some fucking grade 11, naffness.
Yeah.
And B... You aren't even from this country.
I know. And the thing is as well, it's not even
necessarily blood.
Yeah.
It's also not even necessarily
people have given enough.
Yeah. Blood. And it's also not explicitly against it either. Like if you were a real white supremacist and looked at it, you'd be like, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
He's not even making a statement. It's saying that this happened. You go, okay.
And he ended up doubling down, I'm being silenced. You guys
oh
are cowards
God.
On his Instagram. And it's just like you're a fucking hack.
Yeah. That's
and
fucked.
A cunt.
Yep.
Naff was a really good word to use, actually. That was atrocious.
Yeah.
That was so... How do you wake up in the morning and make a series of choices and then keep going?
I don't know.
Everyone had to go through so many stages, too.
Yeah.
So no one was like, this is fucking
stupid. It would have had to be advertised through the Dark Mofo website.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, people source, he would have had to apply. He would have had to come up with the thing. Like, it would have been like some sort of grant involved.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
To get him over here. Oh my God.
Probably had to organize some kind of nurse or something to harvest. To harvest the blood.
Yeah, it was fucking whack.
God, there would have been a donation site. Yeah. Can you imagine? Look, if you're going to do a blood drive, can you at least use it to make people alive?
Yeah. True. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Blood's weird.
That's gross.
Blood, are you one of those people that would faint at the sight of blood?
Cat is a weird blood thing. Can we talk about that?
I don't.
Okay.
No, I'm very... If it's your own, I think it depends on the injury, because sometimes you look at yourself and your body is pretty much like, oh, shut half the brain off, we're fine, we'll deal with this later. Mm-hmm. You can sort of look at a big injury and be like, oh, wow, could someone please assist me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean big injury? How big do you mean?
I know what you mean.
Just a bit gushy. Like the other day I sliced my finger open on one of those, you know that thing you get told as a kid where it's like, be careful of an open can, you'll cut your finger open, and I did.
Oh, wow.
And I could feel my body just be like, oh, we'll just get rid of the personality for like 2 minutes until this is dealt mm-hmm. with. And I was just holding my finger being like, hi, is someone able to help me?
Is that shock?
I think that's the adrenaline. And then and then
just be like, hey, is anyone able to grab the first aid kit? Mm. Oh, yeah. What do you need? It's not urgent. It's all right. I just need some stitches. And I do need a Band-Aid. Mm. And they're like, okay. And people are like, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble finding the Band-Aid. I'm like, don't even worry about it. It's all right. And then eventually my finger was all wrapped up and I'm like, ah, okay. That was
bad.
I did the same thing the other day. I was like talking to people while I was camping and I was like, oh, blah, blah, having a nice chat. Hey, could someone just have a look to see if there's a big spider crawling on my leg?
Stay still.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, cool. Could someone just brush that off?
Great. You're cool under pressure. You're a natural born leader.
Cool under pressure, but yeah, natural born leader in that my body will shut down. I don't think anyone notices, but I'm able to very clearly articulate what I want, but I can't do anything.
That's funny. I had the exact...
Someone just brushed the spider off my leg for me. Thank you so much.
I had the exact opposite experience. Because I'm not really scared of spiders. Like, I can look at a spider, I can catch a spider and put it outside and all that sort of stuff. But one time I was walking and I went into a spider web and there was a big, like...
Oh, yeah,
you know those St. Andrew cross spiders? And it was just on me.
Oh, I hate them. And they're poisonous too, aren't they?
And I just went,
they suck. They're creepy little fuckers.
I fully shut down and went,
yeah.
Any of those, done that before.
Any of those spiders that are the orb weavers, I fucking hate them.
It's because they're thick.
Yeah.
And
they're
when we hear about thick spiders, all of our thick spiders that are scary are the redbacks and the white tails. They're all bulbous. So we see another bulbous one. It's like, oh, brain telling bad. That's like the spider on me at the camping thing I didn't recognize.
It was
a bit too, if it was a huntsman or whatever, you just sort of, they don't want to be there.
I've got a fun.
You know, like they don't want to be there. You can daddy long legs, whatever. But I'm like, don't know this one. Yeah. Bit bulbous. Hi, could someone help me out, please? This is my customer service voice.
I'm actually a big fan of huntsman spiders. I think that they're really fascinating, cool spiders.
Yeah, they're cool.
Double dogs. But they're little fairy things.
Well, I have a great... I was in Noosa with my partner Maggie and her parents. And we were... With her car, we drove up. And that day, I'd noticed that there was a massive, like, a fucking massive huntsman. One of the biggest huntsmans that I have ever seen. Without hyperbole. And it was on the windshield on the outside. Oh. And it was then I went, whoa! Oh, no, and it crawled away. And I thought it had left, but they hang on real, real good. Anyway, we pick up my partner's mother, and she's sitting in the back. We're sitting in the front, and it comes back up, and it crawls across, and Maggie finally sees it and is like, ah! And then her mum starts going, ah! And I'm just laughing, and it comes around to Kate's side of the window, and I just jokingly go, hey, Kate. And I go, roll down the window. And it just screams even more. And we're trying, it's just like we're driving through traffic just screaming with this huge huntsman. And I had to get out and take it off the car. But I did without hurting it, which was nice.
That is nice.
That is
they're such good If you see huntsmen's in your house, that is a good sign. It's doing its
very good
sign. They're going to get
all
the
other little
things.
Spotters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They eat everything else for
they're
you.
They're good little boys and girls.
They are, except it is very. I did have a huntsman in the car recently, and I usually huntsman on the outside of the car, usually like shocking, and then you can sort of be like, ah, he's fine or whatever. This huntsman suddenly appeared on the dashboard, crawled along the dashboard, and then got into an air vent, like one of those tiny air vents. It squeezed its whole body sideways through an air vent.
It just blasted the heat and shot him out like a rocket.
Oh, it was so terrifying because. Huntsmans, you're like, they're safe, they're fine, nothing's going to happen. But when it's in the air vents, you've got air vents at your feet.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know where it's gone. And I've never seen such a big spider
catacomb.
Crawl into such a small space.
It gave me a shiver.
Oh, my God. It was...
My dad one time, and also Cass's dad, because you know, me and Cass are twins. Did you know that?
We're twins.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're twins. I'm 2 minutes older.
It's his 19th birthday today. Wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much, Ben. He was in the same similar situation. Huntsman was crawling across the outside of his windscreen, and he pointed at it and went, "Look at that." But he pointed right at it, and it turns out it was actually on the inside, and he'd pinned it to the glass. And he just like had his finger poked right on the body of it.
Oh.
And the huntsman started wiggling its legs, going, "Ah!"
Yeah.
And my dad's like, "I don't know what to do now." Because if he lets go, it's going to go crazy. I can't remember how that story ends, but he's still alive. So,
what, the spider or your dad?
My dad.
Right.
I haven't heard from the spider in a long time.
Spiders don't have bones.
They've got an exoskeleton. You're right.
Yep.
Yep. Does that count as a bone? I guess not, because they don't have bones. They have an exoskeleton.
It's chitin, I believe.
Chitin.
Isn't it?
That's the suburb in Victoria. Near
aren't sort of the carapace.
About four people listening.
Like the hard carapace that makes up the exoskeleton.
Is it what's keratin? Is keratin something as well?
Keratin is what your hair is.
Oh yeah, and nails, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And teeth.
And teeth. What a diverse little chemical.
So teeth aren't bones.
Well, teeth are bones, but I thought teeth were hair.
We're like, it's baleen. You're
gonna
it's
have
like,
to say more.
Water.
Yeah, we got baleen.
Well, we sort of do. Like, if it's keratin or kerosene. What is it?
I don't
know. Not kerosene. That's
our teeth bones. But teeth aren't bone.
There you go.
I don't know.
Bones,
they're ivory.
Why do they stick in a skull like that?
I don't know if they're hair, though.
Hey, so does that mean if we can we make things out of human teeth in the same way that ivory?
Yeah. Oh, man. In the olden days. There's always shit in, ancient history museums with people making shit out of human teeth and stuff.
What,
they used to love it.
What kind of shit?
All sorts of stuff. People used to make little ornaments and decorations and then, weapons and tools.
Weapons?
People used to love teeth.
Did they,
teeth
melt them down
fashion.
And smelt it? Or did they just, line a sword?
Teeth.
Well,
you can't melt
maybe
teeth.
You can. Maybe you could. I reckon
you absolutely can.
Teeth would
you
have a melting
can't.
Point, I guarantee it.
What is the melting point for teeth?
They would be, everything's got a melting point. You could melt teeth. I reckon it's in the realm of human possibility to melt teeth.
No, I don't think you could.
Tooth enamel is harder than any other substance in the human body.
Well, but I mean...
Okay, so Ben's found the same Quora article I have, which was, at what temperature will my teeth melt?
Quora is
Quora's
something
so
else.
Good. Fuck, it's good.
It says 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That is roughly 1,093 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, we can do that. We got furnaces.
No, that's saying that victims of fire are often identified by their teeth.
Oh, sorry.
So this is what teeth can withstand.
I apologize.
Thank God you're on the same Quora article, guys.
Yeah. well, there you go. So nobody knows what the melting point for teeth actually is.
Yeah, right. But when were they making weapons? Were they like... lining a sword with like canine incisors or like would
I think that would be like handles and stuff. There's all sorts of weird shit that's made of teeth.
Give me the shivers. I got the shivers.
Even people have like decorated their chairs and furniture with human teeth and stuff.
Didn't you have that cast? Didn't you have a teeth thing? Was it
they were fake?
They were
teeth,
dentures.
I think.
Well, they were real dentures.
So, I think so. I found my mum was at some markets
and also
one
my
mum was like. Oh, yeah, and also Hayden's mum was at some markets one day and she was like, "Hey, Cass," she called me up and she's like, I found some teeth for sale. Would you like them? I was like, Yeah.
So you know me so well, back. Yes.
Well, she ended up, so it's just rows of full sets of teeth, but separate. Like, they're not attached to a full ream of dentures. I think they're used to make dentures. Mm. They ended up becoming a bit popular later because people started trying to sell them on Wish. And so people would take screenshots of the Wish ads, be like, well, what do I want all these teeth for? I'm like, oh, those are the ones I have. But no, I went to a party as the Tooth Fairy and decorated a crown with them.
That's fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like one of those people teeth from the history museums.
I can confirm that teeth are not hair. Teeth are their own fucking thing.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, I can see how you got confused. You brush them both.
Yeah.
That's true. What else do you brush in the human body? Just hair and teeth.
Eyebrows.
You brush? Well, that's hair, isn't it?
Yep. Checks out.
Eyelashes.
You brush against...
What is an eyelash hair? It has to be
a table.
Yeah.
You what?
You brush...
You brush against the table. Yeah.
Brush against
you can dry brush your body.
Yep.
Oh, you know what a life hack is that I've been doing, that I invented? Is you blow dry your entire body, not just your hair.
That's ridiculous.
It's a game changer. No, it's not. It's a game changer.
You didn't invent that, by the way. I think a 10-year-old invented that.
Well, I'm saying I invented it, but I independently thought of it, and it's fantastic. And if you think it's bad, you haven't done it.
Okay.
I can imagine that it would feel very nice to blow dry your legs and feel your leg hair.
Wait, like I should say it's not from full soak. You got to you brush a bit, but then just to get that.
Well, you're adding an extra step then.
I'm not going to add
whatever,
an extra
but it feels
step.
Nice and it's good, and it gets extra. You get drier.
Is that why your hair is so beautifully luscious and wavy? Is because you give it a blow dry?
I don't always give it a blow dry. It depends.
How often do you wash your hair?
Also depends.
Personal question.
Probably like once every 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, right. That's good.
If I'm going to bed, I'll blow dry it and properly dry it, and then I'll sleep and it'll get all curly, and then I brush it out, and it kind of gets to this level, and then
that's nice. You take good care of your hair.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's nice to see.
I'm going grey, though. I'm going grey prematurely.
How old are you?
19.
You are... Are you really 19? No.
No, Jackson, you bleep this, but I'm...
You don't want people knowing that?
No, I think it's just funny.
It's just funny to lie.
And we're also not really... Jackson, bleep this.
Cut this out, okay. Jackson. We can't have anyone knowing.
I was like, twins, but you don't have the same last names.
No, we do.
Oh, we do. I just
no. We actually are siblings. We're just not twins.
Yeah, we're siblings.
What?
Yeah.
Now I don't know what to believe.
I know. I have to keep.
I'll send
guessing.
You my license. You'll see. We've got the same last.
Yeah, we do. What are we talking about?
You are going grey prematurely, but yeah. I like a bit of grey.
I
think a bit of grey is good and cool. I wish I would go grey and not go bald. I'm hoping that I don't go bald. I'm definitely sort of thinning, maybe. But it's my dad. I've got the same hair as my dad, weirdly enough.
But I
and
think
he's still got a full head.
I think it's your mum's dad is what you get your hair from.
That's what they say.
How does that make sense, though?
That's just how the genes travel.
But I'm not sure that's been 100%ed yet.
Yeah, right.
I think that is also with... genetics, it's still kind of a roll of the dice.
Yeah, I guess it's nothing set in stone. Sends whatever
it's real RNG.
Dominant stuff.
Yeah. And in terms of the idea that it comes from your mum's dad is relying on the role of all your sort of sex, everything in the body, like your genes and chromosomes and everything. But there's so much variation there's so much variation in what your sex makeup can be.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't matter what your gender is or anything. It's just that there's so much variation.
Yeah, the only...
So it would be weird to be able to track up because if any one of them's different...
Yeah, that's right. And the only reason I protest it is because every male on my mum's side went bald in their 20s.
Oh, right.
And me and my brother are not bald yet. And he's 40, you know, so...
You bet it. You did it.
I think we might have gotten away
You're
with it.
You're in the clear, I reckon.
It's still... Yeah. I mean, it is... I think my forehead is slowly getting bigger, but it's a slow process.
Maybe you just getting smarter and this is more of your brain.
Yeah.
This is that long brain you were talking about.
I don't know. Would you go bald? Like, it's very interesting for dudes. Are you going to go bald gracefully if you do go bald, Hayden?
I don't think I'm going to grow bald, and that's purely wishful thinking, and I'm using the secret to say that I'm not going to go bald.
Because Xavier does it very well.
Yeah, he's a great bald man.
And he's been bald for a long time.
That's great.
My friend Nick, he recently made the switch. He was thinning and thinning and thinning, and he's only 25, and he made the switch, and he's now completely bald. He's doing it. And he's like, I'm just going to be bald forever now.
I think that's what I would do, except I'm worried that I've got a weird-shaped head.
He was worried about that too, and he doesn't. So, I mean, that doesn't really help you, but I think that's probably what everyone
would. It does help me.
He's got a bit of a light bulb head going on, but I think everyone does. So,
What about you, Cass? What would you do if you went bald?
Okay, so I've been specifically thinking about this. I have heard that...
Yeah, obviously.
So, apparently, you don't... other people won't notice that you are going bald until you've lost 50% of your hair. Then it becomes outwardly noticeable, it becomes obvious. And it's at that point. I mean, if you look at yourself every day, you're probably going to notice your hair's getting thinner.
I see. I reckon it would sneak up on you because it changes so much every day. So little every day. I think it would sneak up on you.
I've noticed changes in my hair as I've gotten older. They're very slow, but they are.
But I guess I'm saying I reckon you'd notice before it hit 50% if it was your own head, but it's apparently not visibly noticeable.
Interesting.
But if I found out that I was going to lose all of my hair, I would get all my hair shaved off and get my hair made into a wig.
I don't think...
You get a weave.
You wouldn't have that much notice.
You'd go to one of those... Bald, there's a wig shop on Sydney Road.
By the time you
Sydney
notice,
Road.
It's too late.
I haven't checked it out yet.
I
do want to go check it out.
It's like a proper weave shop.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If I had noticed and I had, this is the thing, you are going bald, you are going to become bald.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. Mm. I'm like, turn this into a wig. So get I've it got in. It.
Yeah.
If I didn't have notice and it sort of was sneaking up on me and I thought I might be able to save it, I would start following all of those people on Instagram who are like, I regrew my hair with rice water, and I'd do all of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, I'd turn to wigs.
I know. Yeah. I've got a couple of friends who have had hair transplants.
Oh, like plugs? Or is it a different thing?
Where?
It's not. I think it's not plugs. I get confused what is plugs and what's not. The hair transplant is they take a strip.
Like from the back of your head, right?
From the back of your head that still has hair. And they pop it in there, and then you also take a little bit of medication, and it regrows it.
Wow.
And you could, like, hit my friend in particular who's had this done looks great.
Yeah, Elon Musk had it done, and he's got a great head of hair.
Yeah. He looks weird, though.
He does look weird, but that's I don't think his hair is the reason.
You know who has had it done who says that it's amazing, and he's very open about it, is...
Xavier Michaelides. He put on his beard, though.
Is the guy from Community.
Jeff Winger.
Yeah.
John McHale.
He talks about it and is really interesting about it. It's great.
That's cool.
Mm. Yeah, cool.
I love when people talk about stuff they've had done.
Yeah. Be open about it.
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, there are so many women on TikTok who are like, here's my BBL update.
What's
and
BBL?
And they just like a Brazilian butt lift. So they pretty much suck fat out of your like stomach.
Yeah.
And waist and plump it all in your bum. So it, you know how people will have like, no one is a perfect hourglass shape from their like boob to knee.
Mm-hmm.
They suck fat and re-put the fat in other places to make you go like in at the waist and completely round from like waist to knee.
Mm.
Cool.
That Instagram, I was reading that Instagram look with, especially in women's faces is with the like the really thin cheek and like small tiny chin is physically impossible in nature for the human face to look like that.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's just another completely unrealistic
beauty stand.
It's fucking wild.
So many of the things that women have done, because I keep finding women who are like, oh, yeah, I have fillers, I have this, I have that done. And I've been so surprised. So when people get like pointy looking chins and stuff, it makes them look thinner. So you assume they have stuff pulled out or they get weird surgery, but it's fillers and they make other parts of them look pointier. Mm. So it's like a comparison thing.
Like a contoury thing maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you get chin implants or like fill it in your chin to make your chin plants. Mm. Yeah. To make your chin look pointier, which makes your face look thinner. And then I saw one where like you get under your eye, not directly under your eye, but sort of where your eye and your chin, your cheeks sort of meet, near your nose, you get filler there and then it puffs up under your eye so you don't have eye bags anymore. And then it lifts the rest of your face skin up.
Whoa.
Mm.
If you guys
small amount of filler can be fine, you know, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But too much filler really ages people.
Mm.
I think it does to me, It does the opposite of what they want.
Or, but I know that
a lot of it is just, it's very in fashion right now, especially with lips and whatnot.
Or is it, Ben, you're only noticing the bad ones, and only the bad ones make you
absolutely
age, and the good ones you don't even know?
Well, that's what I mean by, I think when you do it calculated with a, like in moderation, I think it can absolutely look, A, undetectable, B, you look, you know, great.
Yeah.
Whatever you want it, you look whatever you want it to look like. But I think when people go, you can tell that sort of real, everyone kind of looks the same when they've overfilled. It's kind of got this same look.
I have a theory about this. So Hayden's right. Like if you've had work done, you've had it done really well and it's...
You can't tell.
You can't tell at all. But I think for us, because when people started... Like when fillers started getting more popular, it was when we were younger and it was people who were older than us getting them.
Okay.
And then it was like the, and again, like the ones that are quite noticeable or the ones that get filler to align with a fashion or a certain look, you do end up looking similar, and it's because everyone sort of is after the same thing. And also I've heard if you go to see plastic surgeons, they're like, this is what the ideal face looks like. And then they try and, some of them will try and convince you to look in a certain way. So people do end up looking quite similar
because there's bizarre.
A mathematical thing of how you're meant to look and how you're meant to look even. And it's fashions. Fashions come and go. But I think that's why we associate fillers with older people, because when it was popular, it was older people getting it. So we see it, we're like, oh, that's what people older than me do.
But young people are getting them more and more now as well. You know, so.
Yeah, and people are getting them younger. I know people have gotten them for preventative. I've heard, actually, you can get Botox in your jaw and then it stops you clenching your jaw and then you don't get sore.
Huh.
Cool. Well, I think that's what Botox was initially invented for, stuff like that. Not that specific thing, but I think it was...
Isn't Botox botulism?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? What do you wait? What? What do you mean?
It's botulism.
It's botulism.
What is that?
It's a little bit of botulism, so that you can get your muscles paralyzed.
Yeah, it's just which is pretty crazy.
I did not know. I assumed it was like a bit of plastic that they just shoved in there. But
no,
it's paralyzed.
It's like it's
muscle.
It's a chemical which is botulism, I think, in parts, and it just tightens up and paralyzes
the muscle.
So you look like that.
Yeah, cool.
There must be such. I feel for like. You know, everyone give, you know, when you see like an actress and they've really Botoxed themselves out,
yeah.
I feel sorry for them because they must be under so much pressure, you know, to look
absolutely.
At that way.
Oh, yeah.
But absolutely.
Like, I thought you meant like pressures and physically their face was like tightening.
Well, that too. That too.
Their eyes are going to bulge out of their head or something.
Yeah.
Like those Guinness World Record ladies.
I had a friend that worked with Nicole Kidman and she said she looks great in it from a distance, amazing, beautiful. And then when the closer you get, the more you're like, oh. She looks, she's a very strange
it's
looking
like Uncanny
woman.
Valley almost, where it's like, yeah.
She's done a lot of work.
If you guys had to, get something
absolutely.
Done.
I don't mean to shame Nicole Kidman.
Oh, no, but. She's lovely. And she's great in that series that I can't remember the name about the
Big
ladies. Yes, it is that one.
So good. Oh, my God.
I didn't see season
Loved
2.
That one.
Because had to get something done, what do you get done?
Good question.
I would get my lobes reduced. I've got steaky lobes.
Let's see your lobes.
Here's my lobes.
I love a lobe. Oh, you got a big boy.
Oh, yeah. That's the. And then.
You
and
got
then,
big
and
lobes. I thought I. Too.
No, that's
Hayden,
nothing. You got
Hayden
nothing.
Got his, Hayden pierced his ear once, and he had like a big sparkly gem in the middle of his steaky lobes.
It was
and
like
he
a.
Showed
it,
me.
It wasn't like a. It was like a home job. I was actually at a bar, and we did it. And I came home and woke up. Cass woke me up and she's like, oh my God, your ear is so swollen and infected right now. And I felt it. I'm like, oh, it's actually not. This is actually just
He looked like a Chesterfield couch, Ben.
Like it was like the piercing was just like, because they're also deep. They're deep lobes.
Real steaks.
Real steak boys. And so I can't get a stud. And I desperately want to get dangly earrings because I think they look sick. And I don't know if I can do it.
You look like a pirate.
Well, I want to look like a pirate, but I think the lobes would weighing me down.
Yeah, I think you're lobe. I love a big lobe, personally. But I know what you're thinking. Like, when you get, the older you get, the bigger those bad boys are going to be.
I had never thought of that, and that's terrifying to me.
God, you got to save up for that lobe production.
You ever seen old man lobes?
Yeah, they're long. The only person I think I've seen with bigger lobes than me is Julia Gillard. She's
big
got
lobes.
Big lobes. But otherwise, I think I trump everyone I've ever met with lobes.
For me.
You've not met Julia Gillard, so
well,
you
that's
do
true.
Trump everyone you've ever met.
Well, I guess.
For me, I'd get this. I got a lot of skin on my neck.
Do you?
Yeah, skin reduction.
Yeah, just
how do you fix that?
I think you pin, like you do a bit of that. You do a bit of that underneath it.
Oh yeah, sure.
Oh, so you like pin it underneath. It's pretty much like if you put your thumbs underneath.
Yeah,
your...
a neck lift.
It's so like what Kent Brockman lift. Does when he. Oh, maybe it's Crusher the Clown in The Simpsons, where he tightens his skin at the back and then puts a clothes peg on it.
I'd get a neck lift if I could do anything.
Yeah.
See, if when I do that to myself, I'm like, that's better. So that's why I've got a beard. I always wanted to get a jowl reduction.
Jowl reduction? I'd love to get my teeth capped. I'd love to have that fucking big cap and...
Oh, that Steve-O look.
Yeah.
Have you seen
Pop some caps on there.
Caps without the caps?
Grind them down. Yeah, it's gross.
Because they grind them... Do you know this, Cass?
Yeah.
They grind them down to little nubs.
The dental magazines. Yeah.
They grind it just to let you have like little sticks of teeth and they put the caps on. Have you guys seen pictures of like Steve-O or whatever without his caps on? It's fucked.
I would love to get beautiful veneers.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That are fluorescent and like look like I'm a real American.
Yeah.
They're just going around, hi.
In my mind, if you dropped veneers, they'd shatter.
What are they made of?
I don't know.
Porcelain, ivory. Maybe? Ivory. Hair? You could probably get ivory.
Bones.
Yeah, they're made of bones. They're made of melted down teeth that are reconstituted. Cool.
But, you know, you got to love yourself and all these things.
Yourself.
Get work, don't get work.
Oh my God, get all the work done.
Do whatever you want.
It's literally a service you can pay for.
Yeah.
Hey,
have fun with it. The fact that you can change your face.
That's cool.
Get it done. Who cares? It's not. I would only say to make sure it's what you want, not what you think others want.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm. Just do it from yourself. And do it. It makes you just got to love yourself.
Yeah, you do.
And if loving yourself means physically changing your face with surgery, then do it.
Got to be who you want to be. And we are living in an age where you can do that. And we're all very lucky for that. So I think, fucking get it. Get into it. Get around it.
And on that very positive note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Kaz.
And I've been Ben.
Hey, Ben, obviously you're from The Grub, which is an incredibly funny podcast. Make sure you sign up to The Grub Patreon. It's probably my favorite podcast of all time.
No.
And I listen to about a million podcasts. So
thank you very much for coming to the live show.
Oh, hey, I went to 2 out of 3 because the other one sold out.
Yeah.
Mm.
So much fun.
It was heaps of fun. Mm. Sign up for The Grub Patreon. And of course, Hug the Sun. Make sure you watch Hug the Sun. The final episode is actually out today, so you can head to the Grouse House YouTube channel and watch them all at once.
Yes.
Yeah, if you already watched them all like we have, binge them.
Yeah.
Yeah, binge
them in prep for the last.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about what Hug the Sun is for people that don't know, Ben?
Hug the Sun is a... it's sort of in the genre of sort of a found lost footage thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is an after-school kids variety show that was set in... between the late 80s, early 90s, and it has strong religious overtones for a sun-based cult.
Yeah, Oxtos is the sun god. Is that a real thing? I mean, it's all real. You found the footage.
Yeah, it's all definitely real. But yeah. It's based off an Aztec sun god.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, make sure you check it out. The Grouse House YouTube channel is where you can find Hug the Sun. Thanks very much for joining us, Ben.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a bloody fucking pleasure.
It's a bloody fucking pleasure to have you.